Fire damage to specialized equipment used to lay new turf at Adair Kennedy Memorial Field has been estimated at $20,000. Tuesday's arson destroyed a Turfco hopper used to spread crumb rubber on the synthetic turf. The tractor that pulls it was heavily damaged, while seam tape and adhesive for the project had melted. The equipment and materials belong to Shaw Sportex, on contract to the city and borough of Juneau to install the synthetic turf. Fire Marshal Dan Jaeger says additional costs must still be considered.
Lost labor time and whatever delays this causes with the project, as well as any other groups that might be impacted by it. You know, the users, high schoolers, practice and stuff like that. Probably not a monetary dollar amount you can put to that, but it's definitely going to be time, and it's going to have some sort of an impact.
Juneau police and fire departments are still investigating the vandalism. Jaeger says the accelerant used to start the fire is still unknown. Shaw Sportex has ordered new adhesive and seaming tape and is trying to locate another spreader and small tractor. Meanwhile, CBJ project manager Catherine Wilkins says the company still hopes to complete the new turf project by July 15th. Wrangell voters have recalled 8 of 9 members on the city-owned hospital's board of directors. More than 600 voters turned out to the polls for Tuesday's special election. The group pushing for the recall says the board members violated purchasing rules and mishandled a vote over revoking a doctor's privileges, among other complaints. In their last act as a board, Wrangell Medical Center's board of directors fired hospital CEO Noel Selray last night, entitling him to a large severance package. Charlotte Dern has more on the story.
The motion that we terminate the services of Selray.
Following their executive session Wednesday evening, Wrangell Medical Center's board of directors voted 6-1 to terminate hospital CEO Noel Selray from his employment at Wrangell Medical Center, effective immediately with pay.
That's what the vote yesterday. Part of the comments that have been made have been that the city doesn't have confidence in the administrator of the hospital. If the city doesn't have confidence in the administrator of the hospital, there's only one direction, and that's to terminate his services.
That's hospital board member Sylvia Edifa, who made the motion to fire Selray.
Roll call, please.
Linda.
Yes.
The board voted for hospital CFO Alinda White to take over his duties as interim CEO. Less than 24 hours prior to the meeting, 8 of 9 members of Wrangell Medical Center's hospital board were voted to be recalled, with election results scheduled to be certified Monday, June 25th. Recalled members include Linda Berge, Jim Nelson, Sylvia Edifa, Lorene McGee, Jake Harris, Dolores Norman, Leanne Reinhart, and Chairman Mark Robinson. Many community members attending last night's meeting were outraged by the board's decision. The motion to terminate the hospital CEO was not listed as an agenda item or publicly noticed prior to the meeting. Dorothy Hunt Sweat is the lone hospital board member not included in the recall. She asked the board to reconsider their decision due to the grave financial implications it could have on the hospital and city of Wrangell.
It's like, what, $185,000 a year for 5 years and health care, and there's all kinds of stuff. That's what I'm saying. So does everybody know what they're doing if they terminate Noel Ray, and what it does to the city and the hospital financially?
Yes.
I think everyone needs to know. I'm very confused. Of course, we haven't discussed it. I don't think that's something we should discuss in executive session.
Selray's salary and contract were recently altered, raising his annual pay to just over $185,000, as well as changes made to his contract that include a severance package worth more than $1.2 million. Hunt Sweat motioned to table all agenda items needing board approval, as well as matters relating to credentialing, in executive session until the next meeting to be decided by the new WMC board. Voting 6-1, a majority of the board denied Hunt Sweat's request, and continued business as planned. Board member Sylvia Edifa motioned for the termination of Selray, and member Jim Nelson seconded it. During the motion, Wrangell resident Rhonda Dawson questioned the board's decision.
How much is this costing the city with you guys firing him? A simple question. Is anybody on this board aware of what you're costing this city? Oh, man. Shame on each and every one of you.
Regardless of the public's concern, the hospital board approved Sellray's termination. At the meeting was Borough Assembly member Dave Jack. Jack says the municipal attorney will be looking into the matter. At this time, the legality of the board's termination is unclear. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.
A necropsy team spent most of yesterday on the boat ramp near the University of Alaska Southeast in Sitka, working on the carcass of a male Steller's sea lion. The animal was found dead Tuesday near the Channel Club in Sitka, and volunteers towed it to the ramp on Japonski Island. Juneau veterinarian Rachel Berngart worked on the animal. She says it had a flasher in its mouth and fishing line down its throat with a hook through its esophagus.
What happens then is that creates a tract into the chest cavity or the thoracic cavity, and there shouldn't be any real communication between your esophagus and your chest cavity. But when you have a hook stuck in your esophagus, then what that does is that allows bacteria to get into your chest cavity, and so this animal had bilateral pneumonia.
Berngart says the pneumonia appears to be the cause of death. Scientists still need to look at the numerous samples taken from the sea lion to be sure. The animal hadn't eaten in some time and had wounds on its back. Berngart says there was speculation they may have been caused by a shotgun, but upon closer examination, they were likely caused by another sea lion.
Male Steller sea lions compete for girls by fighting, and when they fight, they bite. So they appear to be bite wounds that, you know, were inflicted over, you know, the past couple days to several weeks. They did have evidence of, you know, they were trying to heal, so they weren't brand new fresh wounds, but they certainly weren't, the majority of them weren't super old wounds.
As is the case for most marine mammal necropsies, several organizations helped out. Representatives from the University of Alaska Southeast and University of Alaska Fairbanks, along with the National Marine Fisheries Service, the Forest Service, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and the Sitka Sound Science Center contributed to the effort. If you see a marine mammal dead or in trouble, you can call a 24-hour hotline at the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward. That number is 888-774-SEAL. Once again, that's 888-774-7325. He may be the first Alaskan to ever coach a major professional sports team. Mike Dunlap, formerly of Fairbanks, has been named the new head coach of the Charlotte Bobcats. The 54-year-old Dunlap becomes the fifth head coach in the eight-year history of the NBA franchise. He replaces Paul Silas, whose contract was not renewed after the team struggled to a 7-59 record last season, the worst winning percentage in NBA history. President of basketball operations Rod Higgins calls Dunlap the right guy to take us into the future. Dunlap was the son of University of Alaska Fairbanks team doctor and a 5'10 point guard at Lathrop High. He was the first Alaskan to play Division I basketball when he transferred to Loyola Marymount. And Dunlap was recently the assistant coach at St. John's. His only NBA experience was an assistant coach with the Denver Nuggets in 2006 through 2008. He's been head coach at Division II Metropolitan State, California Lutheran, and with Adelaide of the Australian NBA. And the University of Alaska Anchorage is switching out a program that would have provided free airfare to Anchorage with the purchase of a Great Alaska Shootout ticket package. University officials say instead of getting a free round-trip ticket from one of 18 airports in Alaska, fans will be asked to pitch in about $100. That means for $230, a person will get a tournament package with tickets to every shootout game plus round-trip airfare to Anchorage for the Thanksgiving week tournament. The package was revised after the university received negative feedback from the public about its use of a $2 million state subsidy for the shootout. Package prices will be honored for those who already took advantage of the previous offer.